Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I heard of Phyllis Schaffler. I think it was Phyllis Schaefer. Mm-hmm. We'll be having a lot more things coming out about all this kind of stuff. But, you know, out of all the countries, this is, you know, what happened in the 60s and what was said and the Communist Manifesto that was laid out for our country, which is not who we were. We're not a communist country. Then when they laid that out, they just had to start calling our good bad. They had to start saying when people weren't oppressed, they had to start saying they were oppressed. But there was people oppressed. But and for example, just they started making the mother and the wife feel really bad. You know, begin to write books and say things that caused her to feel like, you know, I thought I was happy, but I realized I just need to, you know, this raising kids stuff and enjoying, you know, my family and being a wife and maybe, you know, working as well, whatever it is, that there needs to be more.
Right.
You know, and
that wasn't enough,
but it was because what they were being told. They were being told by, and we'll be revealing some of this coming up in the future on VFN Radio, the progression. It's literally the Communistic Manifesto, and they've accomplished everything that they wanted to accomplish that they laid out in those days. And it started, you know, in the 1930s, where we basically put an atheist over our school system to begin to write books and curriculum. And they turned the Declaration of Independence into an economic issue versus all the other reasons why we left Great Britain. And everything, and it was crazy, is everything could have been great for our lives, but we started believing the press. And all of a sudden we start thinking, well, it's not that good. Maybe it's better somewhere else. But now I'm seeing people, you know, say very openly. I'm seeing, you know, where women are trying to, I mean, they're doing so many things. It's amazing what a married working mother does in a day. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, and it's just amazing. And what I've heard recently, you know, some ladies were talking and, you know, some pretty prominent ladies, they said, you know, we were trying to have it all. We were trying to do it all, you know, trying to be, you know, the CEO and trying to be the mother and the wife and all that, and several relationships later and things got all over the place. So, you know, they found out we couldn't do it. And it's an unrealistic expectation of any human being to have that many hats on, you know? And so now you see a tide of people rediscovering where we were originally before the enemy started lying to us and telling us where we were was wrong and there had to be something better out there, you know? And we, because of that, you know, we have like over 50% divorce rate. We have over 7% of all the children in Idaho, it was surveyed that they are, tried or wanted to commit suicide. Wow. I have all these stats I'll be bringing out really soon. And the whole purpose of communism, the whole purpose of it is to dethrone God from our minds and from our heart. You know, that was the goal of, you know, Karl Marx is what he said. I want to dethrone God, you know, and it's turning to government and man instead of God. And, but yet, you know, providing for needs is not wrong. And so somehow we're going to have to figure out, you know, how to humbly depend on God and do what's, right before him in hopes that he would, you know, allow us to maintain or keep a country called America.
Sure. Right.
And that's why we're here. That's why the reason why we're talking to you right now and why we're on VFN Radio and we have VFN TV every single day. And 24 hours a day is because we wanted to begin a conversation that God could take over us and we could begin to listen to what he's saying. And then we could begin to change our minds because we've been so inundated by so many wrong things. And, you know, one of the things that the Communist Manifesto was, you need to take over media. Well, media is totally taken over. I mean, everything degrading to the family, everything degrading to the man, everything degrading to a father, everything degrading to a mother's role.
Sure.
Everything that's supposed to be good about children mm-hmm. or law or all this, that it's just everything. It's like everything. I mean, the gender dysphoria and all the different things taking place. It's like, is there any program that's being played through media that is encouraging in the ways of God? And the thing is that it's intentional. It's not accidental.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This whole thing's intentional because you have to first take a moral people, and you have to do away with their morals, because freedom only exists in a moral culture. If you remove, all of a sudden there's no morals anymore, mm. you know, and nobody's morally perfect. But at the cross, you know, through repentance, God forgives us for immoral behavior. We acknowledge it. But then he empowers us to walk morally before him in a way that we never would before. And when we take that humble attitude towards God, God may allow us to be able to keep the freedom, but freedom only exists. And I believe it was John Adams, our second president of the United States, says that freedom can only exist for moral people. Mm-hmm. So they knew, you know, they knew in the Communist Manifesto, they knew that they had to begin to undermine our moral culture. They had to undermine our education, begin to start with the kids, you know. This is a child shall lead them. You know, if you train a child up in the wrong way, you know, then they'll be the future leaders and the CEOs and future teachers and all of that. And is it interesting, too, that most of our difficulties happening on university campuses across the nation, will, you know, the 60s culture of, you know, I want to blow the government up. The government's wrong. Right. They, you know, I got so many things I'm going to be sharing on all of that. But understand, we're not going to be able to walk out of this in ignorance. We're going to have to know how we got here.
Sure.
And you cannot, you know, lay down with snakes and act shocked that you got bit.
That's right.
You know, and you can't say, I want God and Satan both. You can't say, I want darkness and light both. You know, you have to make up your mind. And then the thing is, the mindset that's been changed is that the enemy's convinced a lot of God's people that it's not a winning proposition to choose 100% light. You know, you hear people say, oh, well, there's no, you know, I wouldn't have fun. And I would, it's like, is hell going to be fun?
Hmm.
You know, is, and if you look long enough, because it's only pleasures of sin for a day, it doesn't last. For a season, I went and, you know, worked in law enforcement, and go walk through the jails. You see every age, every gender, everybody that runs after sin, it all ends up running after them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard somebody say, you said you're trying to scare hell into them. It's like, no, I'm trying to scare hell out of them. There's going to be things and people in hell that you have never, ever seen in your life before. And you're going to be with them.
I like
unless
what?
Unless you repent. You know, you got to get real about it. You got to get real.
You know, if somebody teaches the hell out of you or scares the hell out of you, rejoice, because hell's out of you, right?
Because the hell is out.
Right. The hell is out. And hell would be, you know, dark ways and ways that the enemy would want us to go other than God. But the lie that the enemy sold over these years, these atheists who sold the few handful, it just takes 10% of a people to be moving in one direction to change the entire nation. Most people, you have people that, you know, make things happen. Some people think about making things happen, but most people, I'm telling you, most people just wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening right now is they've pushed and pushed and tried to prod to get Americans to go in the streets, to be fighting each other and be divided. And they've tried to pit everybody against everybody. Any division is amazing. I've never seen so many, you know, concepts. Maybe this will work. Maybe that'll work. Mm. Even to the point today, Eric Holder has been revealed that our attorney general, in the report, they were intentionally selling guns to the Mexican drug lords. It's on the news today. It just came out. The report just came out.
Wow.
So that they would come into America and create violence so they could create new gun laws to control the guns in America.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, at what point do you impeach somebody when they're violating their own citizens are dying because they're trying to impede the Constitution? You know, and,
wow.
You know, make sure that when you're listening to this, you're hearing this, go to the VFN Torch. If you're listening on the Torch right now to this highlight, look at the related articles, because there's going to be one there that says, you know, I swear about an oath. Everybody in the, from the president to the Senate to the Congress to your governor to your military personnel to brand new citizens that are coming into the country, we all swear an allegiance. We swear an allegiance to no other government.
Right.
You know, to no other potentates and no other princes. And we just break right. all those. And we say that we swear to protect and defend the Constitution mm-hmm. of the United States of America from enemies foreign,
mm-hmm.
which means people, that means, because you know, terminologies have changed so much today, which means people that are not in America.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From enemies foreign and domestic. Domestic means this, then that when there could be enemies in America. Mm-hmm. In your state, in your county, in your city, that are against the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And Constitution, the very word Constitution means that's what we're made up of. It's like you know, your body, your constitution of your body. What are you made up as a person? Well, America's made up of the United States Constitution. Everything's derived from that Constitution that says this is how people will be treated. You know, all of our rights come from God. We have a right to pursue, everybody has a right to pursue happiness, but not a right to happiness, you know, and that, you know, these, it's just, and so, you know, that you have a right to worship God, the government can make no laws concerning that. Right now, so many constitutional rights are being violated. And of course, you can listen to Josiah, you know, listen to Josiah on VFN TV, go to VFN TV now, and you can watch it at VFNTV.com. And, you know, sometimes God just says, that's it. You know, that's it. I mean, he did, yeah. You know, when he created man and, you know, Methuselah's grandson's name was Noah. And, you know, men just kept on having evil on their mind all the time. Evil was on the heart all the time. And he says, listen, the Spirit of God is not going to always contend with mortal men. He's just a mortal man. And he cut men's years down from like 700 to 900 years mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. 120 years.
Right.
And then he's going to destroy everybody except for Noah at that point.
Right.
You know, people say, well, that doesn't happen. Well, keep on reading.
That's true.
You know, read all the way to Revelation and realize that we can't keep on contending with God and think it's a blessing. And, mm-hmm. and I, you know, I have to be honest with you that it wasn't until we started losing it did I start realizing it. Mm-hmm. And there was so much mire in America, religious mud, if you would, or just a mire. That you just couldn't, you know, you just had to shake yourself continually to keep the religion off of you long enough to have a relationship with God, to hear what God was saying. you know, Pharisees and Sadducee mindset, religious mindset is going like, let's just keep, you know, beating the drum and rowing the boat. And it's like, why? Mm-hmm. You know, why? You know, we're not doing what God says do. And
right.
And, but you know, when you know better, you do better. And we didn't just get here. As you hear when we talk about the virtual stadium, this has been a progression to get to this point.
Right.
And what we say is what we actually know to be true. And it's not some other man's experience. This is our experience. And it's a shocker. But you know what? We've been shocked so many times. Yeah. It's just like, okay, all right, pick your leg up and let's move on. Mm-hmm. That, okay, fine. We find out. That's all God wants us to do is just find out and realize that we've been wrong.
Right.
And begin to do right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about that. What's so important is that, you know, we just got to ask ourselves this question, you know, before we even begin this process, because it's so amazing. Before you even open your mouth, you know, today's believer, Christian, they're ready to argue before you even open your mouth. Mm-hmm. You haven't even opened your mouth yet, and they're preparing to argue with you.
Right.
And it's like, first let me... say what I was
going
to say.
Loud and wrong.
Yeah, right.
Bad
right.
combination. I'm saying bad combination.
Yeah. Right. And so, you know, you first have to ask yourself this. You need to ask yourself this. And I encourage you before you talk to anybody about truth, ask them this. There's no sense discussing truth with somebody who is what part don't you understand? I'm not going to do that. You know, and a religious mindset is this. I've convinced myself that God says it's okay for me to walk in disobedience. So don't mess that up.
Right.
But so he tells us, you know, we need to first ask yourself this question. before you argue, if what I read or hear or what I'm about to discuss tells me that God wants me to acknowledge what I'm doing is wrong and totally do something totally different than what I'm doing, would I stop and change with a willing heart? Believe it or not, that's a legitimate question. It's a shocker to people because they got to pause and think. And if they're honest, you know, if they answer no, just relax, move on. They just said no to Jesus. Move on. If they say yes with a reluctant, yes, you know, they're preparing to tell you why they're not. But think about this. If that's true, then they've pre-decided that they want God to line up with them, not them line up with him. They're wanting to make and mold their own God instead of receiving God for who he is. I mean, you think about it. That's what happens, right? That's exactly how a nation falls, and that's what goes on. And so in that, an argument is a different viewpoint. It's just an argument. It's not necessarily raising your voice. We talked about personalities the other day. I don't know. What's the name of that segment of personalities? You need to hear that.
Uniquely you.
We're all made differently, which means we all argue differently. Mm-hmm. But an argument is just a different viewpoint, which means you could have two ladies sitting in a coffee shop. And they're both having their Frappo Capo Nappuccinos, Moco flavors. And one lady with her little pinky sticking out and says, you know, well, I think it's left. And the other lady goes, takes a little sip of her coffee, you know, and sticks her little pinky out. And she says, well, you know, I was really thinking it's kind of not really left. It's kind of, that's an aggressive argument. No, right. Well, it could be right or wrong, but it's an argument. You know, and some people argue in a way that people think that it can't be an argument because nobody's raising their voices. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you right now, there is a lot. An argument is just a different viewpoint. It's a total. It's just a different viewpoint. It's all it is. It's not somebody yelling. It's not somebody breaking dishes. It's not somebody, you know, taking off in some car somewhere or whatever you would consider. You know, that's an argument. You know, and you look at news today. You know, the sold out news. The only thing they call an argument is something that looks aggressive like that. But sure. The reality is the worst arguments are like the judo type arguments where they go with you a little bit and then they throw you. You know? Mm-hmm. And there's so many arguments. There's so many different viewpoints that are being cast out before people right now. And Christians are not standing up with the right viewpoint. And they're just letting that other viewpoint just come across the land and come across the God's people and come across pulpits. And it's like, dude, if he or she is lying to you, I don't care how high their pulpit is, tell them that they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
Tell if you know that they're lying, if you know that's not true, don't buy into the organization and deny the organism. Listen, if it's a lie, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what God tells us to do. He tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, and this is what we wrestle with, is these lies. It's the fiery darts of the enemy, different mindsets, different viewpoints other than God's viewpoints. And 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6 tells us, he says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. So it's not like we're talking physical war or that type of thing. It's just different viewpoints. He says, on mm-hmm. the contrary, that our weapons have divine power to the demolishing of a stronghold. Mm-hmm. And a stronghold is it's a mindset. It's what you think about something. That it can be a good stronghold, it can be a bad stronghold. Now how it's revealed whether it's a bad or a wrong stronghold is when you get into God's word and God says, wrong mindset, you know, right. That's not the way you do marriage. That's not the way you do finance. That's not the way you raise children. That's, you know, mm-hmm. you find, okay, I see. I was living by a mindset that's different than what God's mindset. So I realized that if I start contending, if I hang on to this wrong mindset and say, I'm going to go this way, then I'm arguing with God. It's an argument. It's a different viewpoint. Or I could say, like the very question that somebody asked me, am I willing to change my ways if God says my ways are wrong? And I say, mm-hmm. in a heartbeat, that's all I'm trying to do. Because a lot of times we could be doing, we're doing our best to serve God that we love, but we just didn't know it was wrong. And as soon as we find out it's wrong, we change our ways. That's all God wants. And he knows. He knows whether we knew it was wrong or not.
Mm-hmm.
And those are beautiful people. It's called the ability to repent.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he says, so we have divine power to the demolishing, which means annihilating and destroying these wrong way of thinkings, wrong ways of thinking, which is strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it, you know, some people are serving 5 years in prison. Some people are serving a sentence that's 10 years. Some people are serving a sentence that's 20 years. But many, many people who are believers are serving sentences. I am not worth anything for 5 years now, and they're planning to serve 10 more years. I cannot do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'll serve 5 years on that. I will never have a financial breakthrough. 20-year sentence on that. My marriage will never be good. 5-year sentence on that. You know, then these all these wrong different sentences versus the sentence what God says. He says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. I got the keys. I got the keys, bro, of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is within me. If I want the kingdom of God to be around me, I'll loose it from inside of me. And if I want you to have the kingdom as well, I will preach the kingdom to you and give you an opportunity. I am walking on top of my circumstances. My circumstances are not walking on top of me. In the sentences that we're serving, and a lot of people are serving, you hear them over again, you say, oh, they're serving 10 years on that. It's been 10 years now. I've been hearing that sentence come out of their mouth.
That's right.
You know, it's like, you're trying to put me in that sentence. I don't want that sentence. You know,
can we get past the sentence?
Can we get past that sentence? Right. You know, I am not serving time with you, but let me know when you get out or get some free time and we'll visit.
And I don't even want to visit you while you're serving.
That's exactly it. You know, I told you to be free. You're free, you know, but you have to demolish it through God. You got to find out what God's viewpoint is in that. Mm-hmm. He says, so in verse 5, he says, so we demolish arguments.
Mm-hmm.
So we can demolish that argument that's against what God says about us and about our nation and how we should live as his people. And every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Listen, this Communist Manifesto, their ultimate goal is to their war is not with men. Their war is not with liberal or conservative parties. Their war is not with, and it's a world war, it's not with America. It's their war is against God. That's the war. They're fighting against God. They don't, whether they know it or they don't know it. They may know it or not know it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming against God's strongholds, right way of thinking, and the way God says that his creation should be. And so we have, we can demolish every argument and pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. But listen, if you're not a disciple, if you haven't even been in the Word, and you're not even abiding with God, reading his Word, you don't even know what a lie is. Mm. When somebody's telling you need to read your Bible religiously, you know, I don't blame you for not reading. But somebody's telling you, listen, you might be living some lies and not know it, and it's going to cost you eternity if you don't find out that you need to cast down this argument that you've been living under and live free from it. You know, we can demolish every argument, every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
And what the truth does, when we know the truth, it's light. It lets us know what's wrong in our life and what's right in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turn to the cross and say, Lord, please remove this thing from my life. I don't want this thing in my life. And God empowers us. He forgives us and he sets us free from it. Then he says, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. People say, you know, I just tried, you know, and I just you know, you ain't tried nothing. You didn't try nothing. Did you change your friends? Did you change your job? Did you change where you live at?
Mm-hmm.
Did you start actually abiding with God and reading his word? Did you start fellowshipping with believers who are going in a direction that you knew God was calling you to be in? Or did you stay with a crowd that actually was still going in the wrong direction? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you really doing? I mean, because we're supposed to take those thoughts and force them. Are you still watching junk on TV and wondering why your mind is junk? Mm-hmm. You know, and you spend 5 minutes in the Word, but you spend, you know, 6 hours on the broadcast media, which has been overtaken with the agenda.
Catch a clue, right?
Catch a clue. And it just matters what you think. It matters what's going on. And we can demolish those things. And then he tells us, he says, when we force it to be in compliance, make it obedient to Christ. And the carnal mind will never submit to the ways of God. There's always going to be a contention there. So you know what? It takes the power of God to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do it. And he says, and once we do this, Once we do this, he said, we'll be ready to punish every act of disobedience once our obedience is complete. Don't let anybody tell you that grace is a permission to sin, because genuine grace received from God is accompanied by genuine holiness, or a desire to be holy, which means separating ourselves from that which separates us from God. Be strong. Be courageous. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't let these arguments overrule our nation, overrule your church, or overrule your family, your marriage, or your life. Fight the good fight of faith.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.